Nolte, NBC reporter suspended over erroneous Paul Pelosi report. By John Nolte on November 16, 2022. Left-wing NBC suspended Today Show correspondent Miguel Almaguer over his report that Paul Pelosi didn't declare an emergency to responding police just before he was attacked by a man wielding a hammer. In his November 4 story, Almaguer reported that after Mr. Pelosi's 911 call, police arrived at the Pelosi home. Then the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home. But instead, Almaguer added, Mr. Pelosi began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. Hours later, NBC retracted and removed the video of Almaguer's report for not meeting its standards. As though the same outlet responsible for this and this and this has standards. By the way, no one was suspended at NBC over any of that or for 5 years of spreading the Russia collusion hoax. Here's how the far-left Daily Beast reported Almaguer's suspension. Hours later, the report, which was based on an unnamed source seemingly contradicting the claims of both prosecutors and police, was retracted, and video of the segment was scrubbed from NBC's website. This piece has been removed from publication because it did not meet NBC News reporting standards, NBC wrote in a note replacing the article. Except. About a week later, NBC Bay Area reported that Mr. Pelosi did indeed open the door to responding officers. Which also happens to contradict a Department of Justice court document that says the responding officers opened the door. Additionally, NBC Bay Area spoke to local district attorney Brooke Jenkins, and she confirmed Mr. Pelosi opened the door and did not immediately use the opportunity to run away. Here's a partial transcript from that NBC report. NBC, as part of your investigation, are you able to shed any light as to why Paul Pelosi didn't run out of the house towards police officers when he was able to actually open the door for them when they arrived? DA, what I am not able to do is to speculate or place my opinions on why someone acted the way they did in any case. All we have is what happened. Everybody reacts to situations differently. And, Paul Pelosi, will one day need to explain, potentially to a jury, why he did what he did and what thought process was going on in his mind. So the San Francisco District Attorney is not disputing Almaguer's report that said 1. Mr. Pelosi opened the door, and 2. Mr. Pelosi did not declare an emergency or try to leave his home. So why is he suspended? Is it over this part of the report? But instead of fleeing, Mr. Pelosi began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. Well, the NBC Bay Area report comes pretty close to confirming that, as well. According to a source familiar with the investigation who personally watched the police body cam footage from that night, officers knocked on the door of the Pelosi home, then backed away. And the video clearly shows Paul Pelosi open the door with his left hand. Just like what was noted in the documents filed by the DA's office. Also, as written in the DA doc, the source tells us the body cam video shows officers having a brief conversation with Pelosi and David DePop. That's the man accused of breaking into the Pelosi home, before DePop starts beating Pelosi with a hammer. Based on the above, it sure sounds like Mr. Pelosi did indeed go back into the house and was willing to get close enough to DePop to get hit with that hammer. In other words, Mr. Pelosi was only arm's length away from DePop. The New York Post adds to the mystery with this tidbit. Citing sources familiar with Almaguer's suspension, the NBC report said it wasn't clear what Pelosi's mental state was when he opened the door, or if he had already been hurt. The report contradicted court documents filed in DePapa's case that said Pelosi nervously but calmly greeted officers in a dimly lit foyer where both men stood. How do court documents that say Pelosi nervously but calmly greeted the police contradict Almaguer's report? To my eyes, those documents confirm Almaguer's report, as does the NBC Bay Area story, as does the San Francisco DA. There is nothing about this story that doesn't stink. The corporate media told us David DePop was found in the Pelosi home wearing only his underwear. Then the report was retracted. The corporate media told us a third person opened the door. Then the report was retracted. We know for a fact, because we have the recording, that a 911 dispatcher told responding officers Mr. Pelosi described DePop as a friend. We know the authorities refused to release the 911 call or body cam footage. We know Paul Pelosi opened the door and didn't bolt from the house. We know the media have tried to convince us that a guy who lives in a Berkeley hippie compound that flies the gay flag and banners in support of Black Lives Matter is a MAGA enthusiast. And now a reporter has been disgraced and suspended for reporting what sure looks like the truth. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.